June 2nd, 2005. It's a Thursday, and this is Skinny White Boy. Can I play with madness?
Broadcasting. Kudo ga arimasu. Watakushi wa. Ayatsuri. Yuyo ga kirai desu. Doki ga shimasu.
May I have your attention, please?
Megaphone, not your enemy. Hey, Skinny White Boy here at the Mikey Rophone. I had to re-record this podcast because, guess what? The microphone broke. So if you think that this is sounding shoddy, you should have heard the first one I did. Broken microphone. Had to borrow a mic to get this cast bot, the Skinny White Boy cast bot, number one, out to you. And here's what we're going to do. We are going to play a piece of historical audio. This time by Mr. Thomas Watson from, I believe it was 1914 that he recorded that. Could you guys even hear me? Would this be a little better? Yeah? Alright, let's, at least now I can hear myself, which is kind of nice. Yeah! Alright, so, some historical audio from Thomas Watson speaking about the invention of the telephone by a man called Alexander Graham Bell. We got some more PodSave audio coming your way a little later. By the way, what you just heard, if I didn't say it, I can't remember, was a Megaphone, Not Your Enemy. You can download that from www.podsaveaudio.com. I don't know if they have their own website. I'll look it up later. If they do, I'll put it in the show notes. Otherwise, just go to podsaveaudio.com and download that. Again, Some more PodSave audio coming your way a little later, and we're going to be doing something called the Blaincast. We also decided to Skype up, call voicemail for some podcasting superstars. So what their voicemail sounds like when you would call them in Skype, you're going to be hearing that in a little bit. But first, that piece of historical audio. Here it comes.
One of the most thrilling adventures in the war happened today when an American destroyer dashed to within 25 miles of Tokyo to rescue two American flyers.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
While most people will credit Adam Curry for the invention of podcasting, and a smaller group will also note the involvement of Dave Weiner, it can be argued that the real invention of podcasting dates back to the late 1800s. This is not as far-fetched as you think. All we are doing as podcasters is to record sounds and then later transmit them over a bunch of wires that are collectively known as the Internet. The Internet looks surprisingly much like a telephone network. Why? Because in essence, it is a telephone network. The invention of the telephone took two people, Thomas Watson and Graham Bell. Bell invented the telephone, and Watson built the first prototypes. Before that, Edison invented the phonograph, a device allowing the recording and playback of sound. While it wasn't until much later that we were able to send data over the same copper wire Bell and Watson used to transmit speech, we have now come full circle with the creation of voice over IP. It is interesting to note that while VoIP is a technological breakthrough, its utilization is something that our great-grandparents already knew how to do. Use a telephone. The recording that you are about to hear is brought to us courtesy of three great inventors. While you are only hearing the voice of Thomas Watson, he speaks of the invention of the telephone by Graham Bell. In turn, this recording could not have been possible if it wasn't for Edison's invention of the phonograph. This recording, available at www.archive.org, is the Edison Kinetophone Cylinder 257B2. The kinetophone was an attempt by Edison to synchronize motion picture and sound recordings. So while this should be accompanied by motion picture, it does bring together the people ultimately responsible for our podcasts. Sorry, Adam.
And gentlemen, I first met Alexander Graham Bell in 1874. He came to the shop where I was working to have his harmonic telegraph constructed. This work was assigned to me. The object of this invention was the transmission of several telegraph messages over one wire at the same time, utilizing the fact that a tuned reed will vibrate when its own note is sounded near it. This is a receiver of Bell's telegraph with its magnet and steel reed. The transmitter had in addition contact points, which, when its reed vibrated, would send corresponding electric impulses through the distant receiver. If that receiver's reed was tuned to the pitch of these pulsations, it would respond. I made for Bell six transmitters with reeds of six different pitches, and six receivers with their reeds tuned to correspond. But the apparatus did not work very well. Bell was obliged constantly to retune the receiver reed. When doing this, he had the habit of putting the receiver against his ear. This led to a most important discovery. During the months that we were experimenting on his telegraph, Bell often spoke to me of another invention he was struggling with. It was the telephone. I remember my surprise when he first told me he expected soon to be able to talk by telegraph. He explained to me his wonderful idea of an electric current which would copy the vibrations of speech, and described a complex telephone he had devised. It was never constructed as it was too expensive. June 2nd, 1875, is the most important day in the history of the telephone. For on that day, Bell got a glimpse that showed him the road leading to the realization of his speaking telephone idea. That afternoon, his harmonic telegraph was working worse than ever. One of the steel reeds in my room stopped vibrating. I snapped it several times to start it, when Bell came rushing from the other room in great excitement. He told me that he had heard in the receiver at his ear the actual sound of the spring I had snapped. It was the first real sound that had ever been transmitted to a human ear by electricity, and he was sure that the same mechanism could also transmit speech. That very afternoon, Bell gave me directions for making the first speaking telephone. Here is an exact duplicate of it. It has one of the telegraph receivers set in a frame with the free end of its reed attached to the center of a drum head and a mouthpiece to talk into. Bell's idea was to force the reed to follow the voice vibration instead of merely swinging to and fro. I made two of these telephones the next day, and we tested them on the evening of June 3rd, 1875. I could hear the sound of Mr. Bell's voice and could almost understand some of his words. But my voice was not then strong enough to make him hear a sound. He was disappointed, but was sure he was on the right track. Many experiments on the telephone followed during the next 2 years. Here are a few of the many telephones I made for Bell during that period. On March 10, 1876, the telephone transmitted its first complete sentence. Mr. Watson, please come here. I want you. On October 9, 1876, the first conversation over a real wire was carried on by Mr. Bell and myself. The wire was 2 miles long, running from Boston to Cambridge. The telephone was ready for public use in the spring of 1877, 2 years after the first telephone was made. This is one of the first telephones ever put into commercial use.
Podcasting. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Thomas Watson talking about the invention of the telephone by Mr. Graham Bell. A couple of corrections I have on that. Of course, when I said Graham Bell in the introduction, I meant Alexander Graham Bell, not just Graham Bell, because Alexander Graham Bell, that's his real and full name. Also, we did quite a bit of cleanup on this to get rid of some hiss and noise and static. And because of that, we've made it a lot clearer to listen to, but also introduced some digital artifacts, which if you go download this at, again, www.archive.org, expect to find a completely different file than the one you just heard, because, again, we clean up a lot of the static in it, but introduced some digital artifacts of our own. Anywho, we thought that it would be easier to listen to this way than it was with all the hiss and the hum and the noise. It's because the original was quite, it was a recording from 1914 after all. So, anywho, this particular historical audio bit led us to our next item in which we said, the telephone is really important. It was important to the internet, and of course, the internet was important to podcasting. So, in the intro, I already said we came full circle with VoIP because now we're doing telephone over the internet. Let's use every podcaster's favorite application, which is Skype, and let's see how some podcasting superstars actually uh, deal with their voicemail. Here it comes.
$16 million worth of airplanes strapped to my ass. Then the next generation radio content in my ears.
We don't need no stinking transient.
I like to think I'm flying into the future. Podcasting. It's Adam Curry.
Hi, it's Adam. Sorry I can't take your call right now. Please leave a message.
Scooties.
Scooties, Scooties, come to me, it out. Scooties. Ze gaan er keihard tegenaan. Zet die stereo maar lekker hard. De podcast gaat van start.
You have just reached the Scooties Source Pocketbooks. If you want to complain about Fashion Scooty, fuck you. If you want to complain about Duke Scooty, there are still 3,165 people waiting in front of you. If you want to leave a message or anything else, do that after the beep.
The key to long success is you have to do things because you love what you're doing.
Kiss is a jealous mistress. It demands all your time.
And this is the Kiss Podcast.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. Please leave a message after the beep.
Where's the guy got his hand up my ass? Okay.
Who's your master? Who's your podcast master? It's the Jedi of podcasting, Baron Regular.
De bot op nummer 52. Het is woensdag 25 mei 2005. Ik zeg hartelijk welkom. Dit is een nieuwe aflevering van...
Hallo?
Oh, for the love of Christ. Good morning, ladies. My name is Wanda Wisdom.
And Wanda Wisdom is just not picking up the phone, as you can hear, because Wanda Wisdom is one classy bitch. After all, there's only one thing worse than not having your voicemail returned. No, actually, there's only one thing worse than not having the phone picked up, which is not having your voicemail returned. In order of appearance, you heard Adam Curry, the Slooty Source, then the Kiss Podcast, then the Potop, and then Wanda Wisdom. And now, we're going to be listening to Samantha Murphy. Get it at SamanthaMurphy.com. This one's called I Want to Go Home.
This job's so boring. It's clearly not my calling. It's 7:30 in the morning. Thank you. were working for man. It's not part of God's plan.
Samantha Murphy, I Want to Go Home. You can download that at SamanthaMurphy.com. That's right. Okay, hey, the last thing I'm going to do for you today, we're going to keep it a rather short cast pod. That's right, I said cast pod. That's because our URL is skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org. That's cast with a K, pod.org. Hope I don't have to explain to you how to write skinny white boy. All one word, by the way, skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org. That's where you can find us. Like I said, rather short cast pod today. We're going to be doing one more thing. I already mentioned it earlier. It's the Blaine cast. What the heck is a Blaine cast? Well, I'll tell you right now. Blaine is a three-year-old that sometimes visits my house just because he wants to. He calls me Pa. And every once in a while, Blaine does some funny stuff, like most three-year-olds. And every once in a while, I get the chance to record it. And this time, it's only 19 seconds long, by the way, but this time, Blaine was on his rocking horse singing his cowboy song. Here it is.
That horse, what is that? Only that horse, what? That horse! A cowboy! That's a good one. I like that kind of song.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, that was the Blaine cast for this week. Hey, I had a ball. I had to re-record this because the microphone broke and I'm using this very old and beat up AKG D80 right now, which is not the microphone I want to be using, but the other one broke. So, the good one, that is, it broke. This is not too bad, but so if you think this is sounding pretty shoddy, I'm sorry, but you should have heard it the first time around when I tried. It was horrible. Anywho, that was the Skinny White Boy cast pod number one. Hope you all had a great time. I'm going to say hasta la vista, baby. I'm out of here. I want to go home just like Samantha Murphy. I'll be talking to you guys shortly. Bye.
Watakushi wa ayatsuri yoga kirai desu. Doki ga shimasu.
May I have your attention please? Podcast.